You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels. I'm Dave Raymond, and pleased to be joined today by Alden Gonzalez, covering the Angels for Angels.com. And look, last year, best record in baseball, 98 wins. A very disappointing exit at the hand of the Royals. Does that mean that there's a lot of work to be done at these winter meetings, or how do we gauge what's going to happen?
I think this is a very different winter meetings for the Angels compared to the last three under Jerry Dipoto, in the sense that I think he legitimately really likes the way the roster looks right now. And I think the way that he's approaching these winter meetings is, we don't really have to do anything, and we're good with where we stand. The thing that Jerry Dipoto continues to bring up is that he wants to add accent pieces, a little more depth in AAA. He needs to shore up the bench, which he did a little bit today in day one, claiming left-handed hitter Mark Krause off waivers from the Astros. But one thing that he's continued to preach is that they have to stay within their model. That model means staying below the luxury tax threshold, trying to create some payroll flexibility down the road, and not getting into a situation where they're signing another free agent to a big contract and making them a little tight again. They like their roster right now, but they're going to be open to a bunch of other opportunities that may come up at the winter meetings, and you never know. This is the same team that signed Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton when nobody thought that it was coming. So I never rule out any big moves like that, but they continue to preach that they're going to show restraint this offseason and not do anything big.
Yeah, I'm really glad you said that, though, because I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, man, if there's one team right now throwing around luxury tax implications, it's the Angels. But at the same time, I mean, it's a team, you know, a couple of years ago, Pujols, C.J. Wilson. Yeah. Then it was Sean Burnett and Blanton. And then they make the move, to put in place Hamilton shortly after that. Then last year, they trade Trumbull. I mean, they've been active and in a very grand way in recent years. Yeah. So you are still prepared. You got the pen and
paper
out.
Absolutely. I never rule anything out, as competitive as Artie Moreno is. And they do have money over there. I never rule anything out. And one thing that could be very interesting, I don't think it's likely, but I still keep it in the back burner, trading away a position player that makes a certain amount of money, or even a starting pitcher, and then using that added payroll flexibility to go out and get maybe a top-tier starting pitcher. C.J. Wilson's name has come up in recent conversations. He's making $18 million next year. If they could free up $18 million, who knows? Maybe they go after a Max Scherzer, a James Shields, somebody like that. I think it's unlikely. I think it's a big risk when you trade somebody like that, and then maybe you don't get that free agent. But it's out there. Howie Kendrick's name is out there, too. Howie Kendrick's going to make $10 million next year. That would free up a lot of payroll space, too. But I feel like they don't want to get forced into a trade, because they don't feel like they need to make a trade to make their roster better. Trading somebody like Howie Kendrick, trading somebody like David Freese, that's only going to weaken their lineup.
Okay, but they do have a lot of pieces in really every area of the game that you would care about. And so they do have some flexibility. And then there is some youth coming, like Grant Green is an example. What should fans expect of Grant Green, or maybe the better point is, when should they expect?
I think, well, last year he got his opportunity to play a little bit, and next year he's going to get an opportunity too. The key with Grant Green, they feel like he can hit at the big league level. He's got to shore up his defense a little bit. They still haven't found a position for him, and that was something that they kind of expected when they traded for Grant Green 2 Julys ago for Alberto Callazo when they acquired him from the A's. He could play second base at the big league level, but can he play third base? That's a big question. Can he play shortstop? Also a big question. They tried him out in left field. He did better than expected in left field, but the best path for Grant Green to get to the big leagues is to become as versatile as possible. So he's got to improve defensively at all those different kinds of positions. Third base is the one that they'd really like for him to get a little bit more comfortable with. David Freese is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. They don't really have somebody else. Caleb Coward, who used to be their number one prospect, has had two really bad seasons in AA. If Grant Green could shore up third base, that would be really big for the Angels.
Okay, let's talk about pitching for a moment, because they did make a move, right? Nick Tropiano from the Astros. But, boy, they're kind of going after the Astros a little bit here lately.
They are.
But, you know, there's a question mark with Garrett Richards in his knee.
Sure.
Where is he right now?
Well, Garrett Richards was cleared to throw on Thursday when he saw doctors. He's actually going to start throwing this week. And, you know, the funny thing about that is this is right around the time when Garrett Richards would have started his throwing program anyway. The expectation all along was that Garrett Richards was going to be ready for spring training. They said 6 to 9 months was his recovery from knee surgery, but it was always supposed to be 6 months. They threw in 6 to 9 months kind of as a cushion. he's on track to be ready for spring training, but they're going to really ease him into it. There's not many pitchers who undergo knee surgery on their landing leg like Garrett Richards did, so it's kind of a tricky thing for them. And, you know, you mentioned Tropiano. Tropiano's a guy that a lot of people don't know. It was a move that really went under the radar, wasn't really talked about that much. But that move, when they traded Hank Conger to the Astros for Tropiano and Carlos Perez, a minor league catcher, that filled two of their needs right there, and it put them in a situation where they didn't have to trade Howie Kendrick. They didn't have to trade David Freese to acquire that cost-controlled starting pitching. Nick Tropiano can now, if he doesn't want to spawn the rotation in spring training, he could very easily just, you know, lead the rotation in AAA, and he could become their emergency fallback guy in case something happens. Or if Garrett Richards is not ready to start the season, he starts the season in their rotation. They feel that good about him. That move kind of allowed that flexibility now that they did not have before.
So it sounds like really the better part of their moves might be behind them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So you think they're in fairly decent shape at this point?
I think that's how they feel right now. And look, they're going to be open to opportunity. You never know when a team can come by with an offer that, you know, is really appealing to them. The Nationals would love a guy like Howie Kendrick, and they have veteran starting pitchers, you know, like a Doug Fister, like a Jordan Zimmermann, that would make so much sense in the Angels' rotation, because now Hector Santiago could slide into that, you know, swingman, long relief role, and you have even more starting pitching depth. Are those opportunities going to come? Maybe not. And I think one thing they're going to focus on now is they need a utility infielder. They non-tendered Gordon Beckham, who was going to make about $5 million. So they'd like to re-sign him. Maybe they go into the free agent market to try to get a utility infielder. Maybe they claim somebody off waivers. The big thing that I look for them from them is to try to shore up their bench now, acquire some more backup catchers, acquire some depth at middle infielder, maybe a couple more outfielders, and they need some left-handed relief too.
Okay. All right. So there are some needs. What about from the system then? Who is going to be able to matriculate from the minor leagues and maybe fill a couple of these, you know, ancillary positions for them?
Well, they have plenty of right-handed relief depth. That's one thing that they've built a lot in the last 14 months. There was a huge emphasis of Jerry Dipoto, acquire a lot of bullpen depth, and they've done it. They have a lot of guys in the minor leagues that could maybe matriculate a little bit more. Cam Bedrosian, we saw some signs of him last year. He struggled in the major leagues, but he's got great stuff. Another guy, Jairo Diaz, who throws really hard. Somebody else like Dan Reynolds, who they protected from the Rule 5 draft. Somebody who was a failed starter who's really worked out as a relief pitcher, somebody they feel good about. But the depth that they do not have in the minor leagues now is with their infield. And that's why they agreed to terms with Roberto Baldoquin, a Cuban middle infielder. They gave him an $8 million signing bonus because they don't really have that player in the minor leagues right now. With Howie Kendrick, a free agent at the end of the year, and Eric Ibar, a free agent in two more years, they needed that next middle infielder that could come up and is ready to step in. They feel that way about Baldoquin. Maybe they get a couple of more guys, but that's kind of the area that really suffered was their infield, especially when they traded Gene Segura a couple of years ago to get Zach Greinke.
Maybe kind of the last thing for you here, and I feel bad even asking this question because I think it's a little bit unfair to the Angels. But with what the Dodgers are doing down the road, spending as much money as they are and trying to make the big splashy moves that they continue to do, here you guys are coming off the best season, regular season in big league baseball. Is there pressure, though, in Anaheim to keep up with the Joneses? Maybe just by spending money and that kind of thing?
I think so, and I think that's what and again, I mean, you know, the Angels have done great. They won 98 games. They led, they led all of baseball in wins, but I guess that's what maybe frustrates the fan base because they see this team as a team that's going for it right now with a championship window that seems to be closing because you got so much money tied up to aging players. Jared Weaver, Albert Pujols, Josh Hamilton. But what the front office will continually tell you is that they're actually a really young team because they get production from the other side of the roster. They get production from Mike Trout, Cole Calhoun, Garrett Richards, guys who are in their 0-3 service time years and who have a lot of and who are still coming into their prime. And I think the reality with the Angels is they don't want to go over the luxury tax. They have a budget. Their budget requires them to stay below the tax. They're only, I mean, Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees, you could count on one hand the teams that are willing to exceed that tax. They have to operate below it. And right now, they're about they have about $9 million of wiggle room, and that's just not enough money to add a top-tier starting pitcher. And the way that they feel about their rotation is in a situation right now where it wouldn't benefit them to get – a middle-of-the-road free agent, because all that would do was take away a number five spot from a young guy who deserves to get those innings right now. They don't want that guy. The only way they could improve their rotation is by going after the top of the market, and it's not within their budget, at least as of right now, to go after the John Lesters or the Max Scherzers.
Okay, I think my favorite part here is that we went all the way into the last minute before saying Mike Trout. Pretty amazing. Alan Gonzalez, great job. Thank you so much,
no problem.
Good luck this week.
Thank you.
All right, Alan Gonzalez of Angels.com, and you've been listening to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kidswear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.